My name is Matt Faulkner, and I'm the programme controller here at Mix 96. I also do an on-air show, which is 10 till 2 every weekday. The Mix audience is a really a mix, pardon the pun. We've got a lot of agriculture here, a lot of farming communities, a lot of ABC ones listen to Mix 96, but we've also got, you know, the estates. You know, we've got the watermeads, and we've got the places where people perhaps you would consider on a slightly lower income would congregate, for example, and they all use Mix 96 for the same reason, and that is entertainment, great music, and local news. And like I said, that's something that the Nationals can't do. We are in direct competition here with Radio 2, Radio 4, Radio 1, in that order. Radio 2 is at the top at the moment. We're level second with Radio 4 at the moment, and Radio 1's behind us. We do have moments where we take up each other, and in fact, three quarters ago, we actually on a weekly reach overtook Radio 2, but that was the first time that's ever happened.
And that's in the latest Radio Figures on the.
No, that was in the Radio Figures three sweeps ago.
Right.
The last Radio Figures, we are equal with Radio 4 in the marketplace, and Radio 2 are ahead of us.
Because some people might be surprised that local radio is in fact that popular, but it proves that there is
yes.
life in the local news. Yeah.
It's like anything. If you get it right, it's not rocket science to entertain people. If you get the music right, if you have the attention to detail like this, if you know what your competition is, and if you know who you're targeting, then it shouldn't be too difficult. I don't necessarily need Leslie Douglas's budget at Radio 2 to make a local radio station work. The trick here is actually, it's almost tapping into people's passion. You know, I have presenters here that don't earn a massive amount of money. In fact, after tax, they probably don't earn anything in some cases, but they love working here. And they love Mix. Mix has a fantastic heritage. It goes back to sort of 14 years. And it's always at everything. You know, tomorrow I'm broadcasting live from the Bucks County show. I'll be sitting on our bus and I'll be talking to Aylesbury and telling them, you know what, if you come down, this is what you'll see. And if you don't come down, we can still entertain you. And, you know, we have a phenomenal response from all walks of life with things like if somebody wants, you know, if somebody does lose a pet. I continuously get ribbed for having a slot called Pets Reunited. But it's one of those, it's almost a supply and demand thing. If you've got it there, people that lose their pets will give you a ring. And we probably get about 6 to 8 animals a week phoned in saying, I've lost my rabbit, I've lost my cat. If it's a hot day, I've lost my parrot, it's flown out the window. All those sorts of things. And that's something that we cater for, you know?
Yeah. I used to get ribbed in local rags. You know, cats up tree stories, but they're an important part of the mix, you know, and it's like,
they are.
Who else is going to do it?
I think those sorts of things make us more accessible because we're prepared to do it.
What's the size of the audience now? How's it changed over recent years?
Over recent years, it has changed, and it's a bit of a cycle. You do notice, for example, our 10th birthday year, 4 years ago, we were at 45% weekly reach, and that's the highest we've ever been. And you sort of notice a bit of a dip, and then we're actually back on the way up now. I'm just in the middle of changing the breakfast show, which is a key part of what went on. And there were one or two other things which I won't dwell on that just didn't work for this station.
Is there one example?
We went through a stage of a particular brand which worked for some stations but didn't work for all stations, and that was just one of those decisions where it could have worked and it might not have done, and it didn't necessarily work here.
Was it the branding here or the marketing or not the name?
No, it wasn't the name. It was a group policy to give everybody the same music, for example, and it just didn't work. You can understand why they did it, because if presumably you've got the best music that you can schedule, then actually it should fit. But actually, one cap doesn't fit all when it comes to local radio. It just doesn't. And excuse me, I think we've all learnt that lesson.
And was it more chart based or more 80s based? Or
I'll tell you what it was.
Presumably, it's quite subtle.
It was just less songs, really. It was just programming for people to listen quickly and then go out But heritage stations like this, we have people that will listen for 8 hours a day at the office. You know, you can go to, well, Just Baguettes down here, HSBC, Subway, they've all got us on in their shops. And those people are obviously listening for 8 or 9 hours. So they don't want to hear the new Kylie song every 3 hours, because it just doesn't work. It's as much as a turn off as it is a turn on.